From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I welcome you back into the studio here at the Way of Truth Ministries as we continue our study entitled Prayer, A Powerful Gift of God to His Children. You know, over the years, since this program has been on the air, and that goes back to 1989, I've spoken on prayer many, many times. And yet, you know, there's a lot more that could be said about prayer. And I'm certain that every time I've spoken about prayer on this program, we've learned things, and we have no doubt reviewed things. And even though this is a brand new series, I am certain that there are going to be things that I will say this week that many of you have said, well, I know that. And some of you might say, well, I never knew that. But whatever the case may be, it's all taken from the pages of Scripture. And I think that as Christians, it's important not only that we study prayer and read about prayer, but that we do pray. The series this week is entitled Prayer, A Powerful Gift of God to His Children. And the foundational text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And yesterday we looked at that first verse where Paul says, I exhort therefore that first of all, that is, as a priority, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We are to pray for everybody. Everybody, our enemies, those that we love, our relatives, those that we don't know. I remember years ago, some of you might remember the name Saddam Hussein, who was an enemy of the United States of America. And I can recall years ago saying to somebody, we should pray for Saddam Hussein. And I had a person come up to me after that service when I announced that and says, why should we pray for him? He's wicked. And my answer was, that's the reason why we should pray for him. He is wicked. We need to pray that he will come to the saving knowledge of the truth. You know, I fully believe that if we prayed more for people, we would see more wicked people get right with the Lord. Did you ever think about that? Think about that for a moment. If we prayed more for people, we would see more wicked people coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Word of God teaches. Let's go back to our text here, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. He says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. In my Bible, right after that fourth verse, where it says, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth, I have the word wow written down there. That's an amazing fact. That's an amazing truth. God wants people to be saved. And so what should we do? We should pray for them. Pray for the Saddam Husseins. Pray for our enemies. Pray for those who are our friends. Pray for our relatives. Pray for missionaries. Of course, in this text, it tells us to pray for kings and all that are in authority. Here again, I ask you, how is your prayer life for the President of the United States or the leader of the nation in which you live today? Do you pray for the president and the vice president and the senators and the representatives and the mayor and the township supervisor and the county commissioner and the governor? Are you praying for those who are in authority? Now, be honest. Are you? If you aren't, you are disobeying God's word. And number two, you're sinning. That's right. Because to him who knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? Sin, the Bible says. And so when the word of God tells us to do something and we don't do it, then that means we are sinning. How much time do you spend on a regular basis praying for those who are in authority? He says we are to do it. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. In the nation in which I live, and many of us live, the United States of America, this nation was one that was founded on biblical truth. But over recent years, there's a great turning away from that biblical truth. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got to fight things like abortion, like same-sex marriage, like transgender, like drugs, like alcohol. We can go on and on and on and on. And I think that one of the reasons why we've got to fight for some of these things in America today is because we've not prayed for those things enough. One of the issues that we face in the United States of America today that is of great concern to me is the matter of our religious freedom. There are those who would love to see us lose our religious freedom. Maybe if we prayed more, that threat would not be there so much. Isn't that what the Word of God says? He says we are to pray for kings and for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We are to pray for our leaders so that we can live a life without turmoil, without fear of oppression from the government. But the fact of the matter is, prayer is to be a vital part of our life. And then, of course, as we said yesterday, verse 3 goes on to say that this idea of praying is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. It is something that God wants us to do. Why? It says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. One of the foundational reasons why we are to pray is so that through the answers to those prayers, through praying for those in authority, through praying for all people, that folks might come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So take a look at your prayer life today. How vital is it? Is it what God wants it to be? Is it what you know it needs to be? Isn't it sad that the least attended service at any church today is prayer meeting, if they have them at all? That is, if they have prayer meetings at all. You know, at the church that I pastor, Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, for years, in fact, even before I came to the church that I'm pastoring now, going back to about 1975, I have established the first full week, sometimes the second full week, depending upon how the weeks fell, as a week of prayer for our church. And what we do during that week of prayer is that we have somebody speaking on some aspect of prayer, and then we pray. I often say that those special services are without bells and whistles. I mean, we come to church, somebody teaches the Word of God on prayer, and then we pray. And we usually have a prayer booklet that goes along with that so that people can use those prayer booklets not only during that week of prayer, but also throughout the course of the year. And I have said over and over again that I fully believe that the good things that God has done through the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona stem back to the fact that we dedicate the first or second week of every year as the week of prayer. God does work through prayer. And yet, is it not true that so many times the prayer meeting is the least attended service of the church? We wonder why we are so weak, spiritually. We wonder why sometimes we can't get along with others. We wonder why it is that we have so many needs from time to time. Maybe it just could be that we face all of those things because we're not praying as we should. This particular series throughout the course of this week is designed not only to get biblical truth to you, but it's also designed to get you to think about the concept of prayer. As I put together these particular programs, just last night, the deacons of the church that I pastor went to the home of actually another deacon of our church who's having all sorts of physical problems, and we prayed for him. And, you know, I fully believe that in short order, we're going to be able to see God work in his life and in the life of his wife and the rest of his family as a result of the fact that a number of us gathered around him, put our hands upon him, and prayed for him last night. Prayer works wonders. Can you say that with me today? Prayer works wonders. We just need to get to the point, ladies and gentlemen, in our walk with God, where we do pray. We're going to emphasize later on this week that prayer is not our idea. It's God's idea. God has called on us to pray. God has given us this great gift of prayer that we might be able to see him work in ways beyond our imagination. So how is your prayer life? It is my prayer that this particular series this week will enhance your prayer life. Until I greet you tomorrow by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.